Sadhguru, you've spoken about the state of being at totally at ease, and you've also spoken that you can sit in one place till your body drops dead. I mean,
no, I'm not planning anything. Yeah.
But with most of us, it's like even on a holiday, there is so much compulsion in the energy to engage in some activity or some experience or something like that. This is probably what I understand as our karma. In the same light, you spoke about something about the Jyotirlinga, that it will blow the hell out of you. What I understand is that only this karma needs to be removed from our energy and we would also be in the same state. So what exactly do you mean by blow the hell out of you and things like that?
So, blowing the hell out of you. Should hell be blown out of you or no? It should be, isn't it? So we created devices, methods, possibilities, sadhanas, which can blow the hell out of you. Suppose I blow the hell out of you, maybe there's been nothing much left. So instead of blowing out, we try to push the hell out of you in installments so that you have time to fill it up with heaven. See, when I say it's love, light and laughter, the time has come. Now, the lady asked, is it a prophecy? So you always believe that heaven will descend upon you somewhere in the future. When they have fixed the date, some yuga will come. You know, you're in the most horrible yuga. You know that? According to whatever belief systems, you're in the most horrible yuga. Most horrible time in this creation is yours. Yes. And it's always been so for a certain set of people. For a certain set of people, right through the history, it's always been so for some people. It's always been the most wonderful time for certain people. So some people blew the heaven out of them, some people blew the hell out of them. Is somebody trying to blow the heaven out of you? You married? So nobody's trying to blow the heaven out of you. So let's blow the hell out of you. Both are there in you, isn't it? Yes? Both are there, isn't it? Moments of sweetness and joy, moments of misery and unnecessary pain, both are there, isn't it? So there is hell and heaven out of you, the choice is just this, which one do you want to blow out? So I'm talking about blowing the hell out of you. So in this tradition, we created a whole variety of devices, a whole variety of practices and sadhanas so that you can blow the hell out of you. We can blow it out straight away, but as I said, the problem would be nothing much may be left. Because for most people, in 24 hours' time, how much of hell and how much of heaven they go through, if you see, over 90% is hell. When I say hell, it does not mean that you're clinically depressed or you're essentially in a melancholic mood. Not necessary. You're not at ease. That's hell, isn't it? Yes? You're not at ease, that's hell. If you look at it by those standards, almost the whole of humanity is over 90% of the time in hell. Sometimes they come to heaven states. I'm giving them a very generous margin and saying 90%, but I know it is not so. It's an extremely generous margin for most people. Some people may have bigger margins, but for most of the humanity, 90% of the time, they are not at ease with themselves. Only when they're involved in something, only when something that they like is happening, they're at ease. Otherwise, simply they're not at ease. By distraction, they're at ease. They're watching a cinema, they're at ease because they're distracted. If you simply make them sit down in one place, 99% of the time, most people are in hell, isn't it? That's why the world is busy. Yes. Otherwise, most people's activity on this planet is irrelevant to human well-being. Please see this. Yes or no? You don't think so? Most of the activity that human beings are performing is actually irrelevant to human well-being. They're all busy because if they simply sit quietly, they will become total hell. Just to have a piece of heaven, they have to work. They have to really work hard. So we have devices to blow the hell out of you, shall we? Why are you… are you in the cricket team? Why are you looking so depressed? You're not in the cricket team. Don't, because… love, light and laughter. I say, I did not say, time is going to come. I said, time has come. It's already come. Those who are alive and open to it, for them it's come. Those who are looking into the future for something to happen, they are waiting for that day when everybody will be happy about them. If you're a miserable person, people would like to see you off, isn't it? I was joking. Today when I came to the Coimbatore airport, more than 100 people gathered and they're all there. I said, why are you all so happy that I'm leaving? Have I lived like that? Have I done something that everybody is happy that I'm leaving? They all put on a sad face. I said, don't do that, be happy. So, there are ways, and don't get into all that karmic stuff and all that, that it is because my karma is like this, this hell is happening. No. You are making it happen even now. It's your choice right now, either to be in hell or heaven right now, isn't it so? Your legs are aching, still you could be joyful, isn't it so? Yes?